Is it time for a career change? If you're feeling lackluster in your job or just not passionate about your career anymore, it just may be time for a change. And today, I had an incredible conversation with Coach Adrienne. She is a certified career coach and hosts the Fit Tips for Success podcast in Philadelphia. We talked about the importance of personal branding and how to truly stand out in those job interviews so that you make sure that you are the candidate that they can't live without. We talked about the top three skills that everyone needs to excel in today's workforce, and I really enjoyed the interview. I learned tons, and I know you will too. So strap in and get ready.
Hello, everyone. We are extremely excited to welcome Adrienne Turner to the show today. She is a certified career coach, a professional speaker. She's a development and personal trainer, a business consultant, and she has over 25 years of expertise in management, marketing, operations, teaching, trainer. She works with individuals, entrepreneurs, and organizations to achieve their maximum potential. She hosts the Fit Tips for Success podcast in the Philadelphia radio station, and she is a master coach with Muse. She's the owner of Turner Coaching and Training Consulting, and she is a leading provider of workforce development and career management strategies and solutions. Adrienne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me today, Brandon.
You are very welcome. Now, for some of our folks who have absolutely no idea who you are at all, even after that introduction, why don't you give them a little bit about who you are and what you do?
So I am the career fulfillment expert. And I use that title because I think it's so important for people to have a passion, a joy, and involvement in the work that they do. So it's not just so much to be good at what you do, but to enjoy what you do. And I help individuals in that way. I am a mother, a grandmother, and a generally fun person. So I've taken the skills that I've learned over the last 20 years in business and parlayed them into a career where I can help more individuals to be successful.
Fantastic. Now, I did some research on your story, and it looks like you've made a big jump. So would you mind telling me a little bit about that story and how long you've been in this career path?
Yes, certainly. So I worked for Big Pharma as an employee for 18 years. And at the time when banks were collapsing, I don't know why, but I raised my hand to take the package and leave. But I guess I do know why. I knew it was the time because I had been contemplating this in my own mind and through some spiritual journey that, you know, one day that I would be on my own as a business owner. And that led to some great opportunities, which enabled me to learn more about myself, learn more about what I wanted to do in life, but also to position myself so that I could take that giant leap. And so again, in 2008, when the banks were collapsing and companies were laying off, I took a package and started my dream career. And that's led me to where I am today. So I've been certified as a career coach since 2011. And then in August of 2013, I left completely the corporate world and started to pursue this journey full time.
And you're loving the journey so far?
It is an incredible ride. I tell people, no negativity towards a 9-to-5 and sitting behind a desk, but I get to meet new people every day, people that I would never have had the opportunity to engage with. And so not only does that enrich my life, but it also helps me to fulfill my passion to support others.
Fantastic. Now, on that note, do you have any of your, you know, favorite breakthrough moments when you're really working with people, the light bulb turning on?
Certainly. When people recognize that they may have failed, but they aren't a failure. And I think that's one of the reasons why people connect with me for the career coaching, because they feel stuck. And so once we start talking about your journey and the things that they've accomplished, and so they recognize that although I'm not where I want to be, I've done some terrific things to get where I am. So that becomes a breakthrough, and we build from that point forward.
It's all about that perspective and, you know, looking back and taking inventory of those skills. Now, what would you say are some of the top, you know, two or three skills that are really necessary to excel in today's workforce?
I would say the top skill is you must have really good communication skills. I often use this quote that says, 85% of your success is based on your personality, your ability to negotiate, and to lead. And that means you really have to have good communication skills. It's not always how smart you are. The other thing that I think is very important in terms of you growing and being very successful, of course, is being able to demonstrate leadership skills. And one thing about leadership skills, people think you have to be in front of the line and, you know, you are, leading the charge. But leadership is about influence. And so when you are able to influence others, I think that's also a good skill. So communication, leadership, and just being a fun person.
There you go. That energy is
around somebody that's happy, energetic, positive, and you'll draw people into you when you have those three skills.
Absolutely. I 100% agree. Now, I was looking up on your website, and it looks like you have sort of a split program between your coaching and career coaching and then your public speaking training. So can you give us a little more detail about how those work?
Sure. So my coaching is usually done in a one-on-one setting or maybe a group setting, 5 or 6 individuals, where we work on specific opportunities. So maybe they want to improve with their branding. Of course, when people engage with me with coaching, they're looking for something specific, you know, the next career position or maybe starting their own business. But when I do the training, that I like to say I'm helping bridge, build opportunities for organizations one employee at a time through my training programs. And they usually are opportunities for groups within certain organizations to do team building, to learn more about one another, and to find out more of how they can support one another so that the organization can grow. So those are kind of the differences between the coaching and the training that I do. But in terms of the public speaking, that, of course, that's when I'm presenting to a greater audience, and they might be diverse individuals, but, you know, we're talking on that one topic so that I can encourage and engage in that manner.
Fantastic. Now, can you give me a little bit more about, I was reading your 6-step model for transforming your work life, if you could walk us through some of those steps.
Certainly. So whenever you're in a position where you want to change or to grow, you first have to start with some awareness. And so one of the first things that I work with clients is a self-exploration. I often say we know so much about everyone else, but then you ask someone about themselves and we go, oh, you know. So it's important to know who you are and what things you want, so that you can, you know, have a blank slate, or I should say a solid foundation, not a blank slate, but a solid foundation to start with. And then once you understand, you know, what your gifts are, what your talents are, I often say it's important to differentiate between the two of those because here's the thing, and I share this example quite often, but I was working with a group of individuals, and this one young lady, she was a caseworker, and she was saying how she is a person that every time a new person comes into the organization, they stick them with her, and she trains them, and then they go off, and they become her boss, and then they move on throughout the organization, and she's really frustrated because she's not getting promoted. And I said, well, let's look at what your real talent is there. Maybe it's not so much or your real gift. I said, maybe it's not so much as a caseworker, but as a trainer. And literally a light bulb went off for her. So that's one of those light bulb experiences that we were talking about earlier. And so having that clarity now helps you to be able to say, where do I want to pour my energies into developing? So you've got self-exploration, you're gaining clarity, and then you're looking, how do these gifts match up to whatever career or next step that I want to take? And then after we've decided that, it's now time for some opportunity for you to start to gain some experiences, right? Because there's been people who said, you know, I want to be a writer, and then they go do the research and they can't even, you know, manage a blog for a whole month. Right? So maybe that's not where you want to pursue. So then they do some, you know, have some different experiences. And then once they narrow it down to maybe two or three things, then it's time for more exploration within those careers. And then we map out a plan for them once they've decided on this is where I want to focus. So it's all about gaining clarity, self-exploration, researching, and then putting together a plan so that individuals can excel.
And it's so much more than just a job when you do it that way. You're helping people find their passions and then finding the right way to explore those passions.
Exactly. I am also an adjunct professor of economics. So I'm all about statistics and that whole sort of thing. And there's a wide information available from a Gallup poll study that shows that 70% of individuals are disengaged or actively disengaged in the workplace. So it's like 70% of people are basically unhappy about what they're doing. So let's change that, right? Do what you're going to have to work anyway. So why not pour that energy into something you're going to love?
I totally agree with you 100%. Now, so say someone goes through this, they've got their clarity, they know what they want to do, and it comes to finding that dream job. Can you give us a little bit more about, it's so much more than just your resume and your cover letter, but getting it in front of the right person. And can you give us some about that process?
Yes. So one of the areas that I really focus on with individuals is their brand. And I'm certain that many people who might watch this cast have already heard that. But it's because it's the truth, right? You are who people perceive you to be. And so you can control that by building a strong brand and then having the behaviors, the actions, sharing valuable information that reflects who you are. And branding is done online more specifically because that's where employers can find you or potential clients or customers can find you. So it's key to have a very strong online reputation and brand. So that's one of the critical areas where I work with individuals.
Gotcha. Now, when it comes to the interview itself, would you be able to give some of those quick pointers or coaching tips? So, you know, when they're actually sitting there in the hot seat to make sure that they're being differentiated and remembered by that interviewer.
Right. So I would say what's really important is to be yourself. Your authentic self, who you really are. And for I'm going to say, for people who work with me, they're great, okay? So they don't have a challenge with that, or at least after we've done, they have the confidence, because you really have to exude confidence when you are interviewing. And also, so some specific tips would be to exude confidence, would also be to, you know, this is, you know, basic, but to really know the organization so that you can ask the right questions, because not only are they looking for a good candidate, but you're looking for a good organization to join. And I would also say to be sure to have examples of where you've demonstrated leadership, where you've demonstrated teamwork. I give people this generic formula that I learned over 20 years ago about interviewing, which is the STAR method. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, but if you want to explain it for everyone, that'd be great.
Sure. So if the STAR method stands for situation, task, action, and result. So if you're asked a question, let's say it's on how can you give an example, or would you give an example of how you've demonstrated leadership? You say, well, the situation in which I demonstrated leadership was, the task that I had to do was X, Y, and Z. The actions that I took that demonstrated my leadership were, and the result of that is that the organization increased its quarterly profit based on my work. So you use the STAR method that communicates, I'm having a tongue tie here, that communicates very clearly what you can bring to the organization.
Absolutely. And it's talking about those benefits of why it's important, not only for you to be viewed in that position, but what you can bring to the organization in terms of your own value.
That's exactly true. To stand out from other individuals, you really should be honing in on your particular skills, where you excel. And if you have an opportunity to find out where they have a gap, then that's where you insert your benefits. So when I was hiring individuals, although I might have had a team of seven, and people, you know, on paper look pretty similar, but I knew that even though, you know, the generic job description said, you know, what the position was, I was looking for a person that in particular had skills with Excel, because a lot of the work that we were doing was manipulating data. So I had people on my team that were great at presentation, and I had other people that were good at PowerPoint, but we needed someone that would manage the data well. And so if you understand exactly where that hole might be for that hiring manager and can demonstrate how you can fill it, that will help you to stand apart as well.
That's really it, is you wanna make the hiring process as easy as possible for that other person. And it all comes down to doing that homework, being prepared. And if you can sit in that chair and know, I know there are three problems that I can solve for your company right now, and you're that preemptive problem solver, it yes. just sets you apart from the pack.
That is high fives on that.
Great. Now I want to circle back just a little bit. You mentioned this at the beginning. If you know, with you work with a lot of clients who are stuck or unhappy, and they're not where they want to be. Why is, you know, right now or the current state of things the time to make that change?
Why not? Is what I say. You know, we put off things forever sometimes, don't we? You know, we say when our children become adults, or at least me. You know, my children become adults, you know, we'll be happy. When I do, you know, save enough money, I'll do this, right? Why not now? Why delay your gratification? Why delay more fulfillment? And so, you know, what the problem is that most people face, of course, they say, well, I don't have enough time. I don't have the money. Will you ever have exactly everything perfect? And so, when people say, you know, why should I start now? I say, why not start now? And start in small steps. That's one of the wonderful things about working with a coach or having someone to support you, is because you can, I always tell people, you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? So I had someone that was talking to me, and they were saying how they didn't have enough time. And this is not even coaching, but they were saying they didn't have enough time to like go to the gym. That's something that they really, really love. And I said, well, how often did you go in the past? They said, well, I usually go 2 hours a day. I said, well, if you don't have the 2 hours a day, try 20 minutes. Just, okay, if you only have 20 minutes, just do 20 minutes. And so when I work with clients, it's the same way. When you're trying to get to that next step in your career or deciding whether or not to move into entrepreneurship, take small steps daily. And eventually, those small steps lead to giant leaps.
You are echoing what almost every single interview has come to at some point, where it's all about the execution, where people yes. can be more motivated than ever. They can be the most excited. They want to succeed and want to have that leadership. But if they're not doing those little things every day and taking those action steps to move forward, you're not going to go anywhere.
That's right. And the other thing is, people think they need to have like all the information. I am a very transparent person. When I started my business, I didn't have any information. You know, I just said, this is what I want to do, but I'm an avid learner. And so I started reading books. I went to school. I got, you know, the support I needed, listening to podcasts, following others who were in the coaching field. So you just have to get started. And that's where people don't succeed, is because they have that fear of the first step.
Now, in terms of getting involved and getting started, you just said, you mentioned some big ones like SCORE. So if someone wants to, you know, start this process, what are some of the ways that you recommend they reach out, or they start getting involved in their community to find those right connections?
Getting started in the process of moving forward is what you're asking?
Yeah, and building that network.
Oh, certainly. So you definitely have to get involved. If you're looking to build a network, and I hope I'm following you correctly, but if you're looking to build a network because you want to transition from one career to a whole different career. Like I had an individual that I was coaching that was in fast food management for 14 years. And she said, you know what? I really am enthused about energy. And although I've done this for 14 years, I want to completely switch. So we built a plan to help her transition from fast food to solar energy. Okay? So that meant that she started taking courses to learn more so that she wanted specific certifications. But even before that, you know, the energy field is so big. Solar energy, wind energy, you should have, the things I had to learn working with this client, right? It helps me to grow. That's one of the things I love about what I do. But there's so many different pieces to energy. So once we nailed everything down for her, then the next thing was, what about connecting with a small business association? Then we talked about connecting with individuals, and through my network, I helped her meet other business owners who had solar businesses and other businesses around energy. I have a friend who's an energy lawyer that I connected her with. So, you know, you build that network kind of like a piece at a time. Then she started going to energy conferences. So you build that momentum as you're building your network, and that helps to like expedite your journey. And all along, you're having fun. You're learning, you're growing, you're excelling.
That's it. We say, you know, you've got to get specific on what you want, and then you go where the fish are. Don't make it hard on yourself.
I'm going to use that. Go where the fish are. I like that.
There you go. Now, I know that you are an inspiration to so many people, but who is someone who is an inspiration to you?
Okay, this is going to kind of sound a little corny, okay? Especially since I just celebrated my 26-year anniversary. But a person who is an inspiration to me is my husband. And the reason why I say that is he just has a never quit attitude. And so that inspires me. He started out like in the gym, just, you know, going to the gym every day. Then he moved on to doing, what is it? See, I got to keep it all together because I'm out there in these swamps with him. Then he moved on to be a triathlete, right? And now he's moving forward to be in an Ironman competition. Do you know the discipline it takes to do that?
That is tough stuff right there.
It is. And I'm always like, no, we have to do this. We have to do that. And he's like, I got to stay focused, dear, you know? So, you know, I'm encouraged because of how he keeps going and growing. And even though that's in a completely different arena, the commitment that it takes to do what he's doing is very inspiring. So on a personal level, I have to say that, and I say that with all honesty and sincerity. But the other person, if I may, in the professional world, and this is cornball, okay, but it's Oprah Winfrey. I'm completely addicted. Her whole journey is an inspiration to me. How you think she started with a talk show and then she went radio. Now she owns her own network. You know, just not stopping, continuing to grow. No matter what success you've gained, there's more success to be earned. And I think that that's incredible.
I don't think that's corny at all. There are millions of people out there who feel the exact same way. And she wouldn't be the inspiration that she is if people didn't believe in her.
Well, I agree.
Now, are there any books in terms of either communication or networking, coaching, all of this, any books that you really recommend?
Whew, okay. So I've been really sharing a lot lately about Grit by Angela Duckworth. I actually did a presentation to a women's group and I built it around grit called Girl Power. So that is certainly a great book, especially if you're trying to figure out, you know, like, what does it take to be successful? Because grit is all about tenacity, perseverance, and your passion. Because just as the book says, and it's kind of like the theme, being smart is not enough. You can have the highest IQ, but it's about carrying through that helps you to be successful. So definitely grit. I would also say, I'm listening to over and over again, The One Thing, and that's by Gary Keller. It's like The One Thing, the surprisingly simple truth behind getting extraordinary results. And it's about focusing in on that one thing and then branching and building from that. Those are two of my top recommendations right now. And then lastly, I'm listening to a book, because I have to say listen, because I'm sure you're on the go a lot like I am. I don't always have the time to read, but I'm listening to Mindset, The New Psychology of Success by Mel Robbins. So those are really what I would recommend. And there are things that I'm listening to and reading right now, because as a coach, and I'm sure in the work that you're doing, you have to stay on top of things as well. You have to keep your motivation going too. And so that's why I enjoy reading and learning so much.
That's exactly it. There's always more to learn, more to read. And if you think that you know everything, game over.
Game over. Forbes just published an article that said the top CEOs in the world read at least 60 books a year. There's a reason why they say that.
Absolutely. Now, I want to finish with a few personal questions here. Number one, before we get into that, if someone wants to learn more about you and your coaching and training, what's the best or the easiest way for them to get in touch with you?
The best and easiest way to get in touch with me would be by visiting my website, coachadrian.com. And Adrian is spelled A-D-R-E-A-N. I always have to say that. It's unique. My mother's a very unique person. And so it's a little different.
coachadrian.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, if you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, or future, who would it be?
Okay, if I could have a conversation with anyone. That's hard. Anyone, past, present, or future? Okay, how about if I say Maya Angelou?
That's a great answer.
Yeah. And of course, this is stemming from my Oprah Winfrey, because I knew that she was an advisor to her. But I say her because of her journey through life, the things that she's overcome and accomplished. And I would like to learn more about her younger self, you know, because we've got all this wisdom as we age. I'm telling you, I'm learning things every day. And someone said to me, you know, like that whole statement about you wish you knew the things you know today, back then, for certain. So I would say that my conversation would probably be with her.
That's a great answer. Now, before we started the interview, you had mentioned that you have a book upcoming next year. Would you like to share just a little bit about that, some secrets?
Sure. And thank you for the opportunity to share. So the name of my book is called Fit for Success. And FIT stands for Fearless, Inspired, and Transformed. So it's the podcast that I've been producing for the last 4 years. It's all those podcast nuggets. And I named it FIT for Success because I believe those are the three key ingredients you need to succeed. You need to be fearless. And fearless doesn't mean reckless. It means willing to take risks so that you can grow. You definitely need that inspiration because this journey is hard. You know, what we're doing every day, whether even if you have a paid 9-to-5, we're hustling, right? So you have to stay inspired to enjoy yourself and enjoy life. And then the T stands for transformation because it's important to grow, that sometimes you're going to have to transform your thinking, transform the way you see things, and transform yourself for greater opportunities.
That's awesome. It sounds like it's going to be an incredible read.
I'm so excited about it. So excited. Thank you.
Now, the last question, is there anything that you wish that I had asked about or any final words of wisdom?
Well, final words of wisdom would be that I encourage anyone who has a desire to be more, to do more, to go forth and do, because, you only get one life, and why not enjoy it and maximize your opportunities to the fullest so that you can get the most and be able to give the most through this journey? So I encourage others to take chances, to be daredevils, and to dream more so that you can be more fulfilled and enjoy this wonderful life that is the gift that we've been given.
I think that is an exceptional piece of to end our incredible interview. Once again, I just want to thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with us.
You
have given us some incredible wisdom. We've talked about way more than I had originally anticipated, but I think we've got some awesome content here for our viewers.
Oh, thank you so much, Brandon. I really appreciate this. It's wonderful to get to know you, and blessings to you and good luck in all the work that you're doing to inspire, encourage, and educate others.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being here.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And that's a wrap. What did you think? Let us know the favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. And if you know someone who wants to change jobs or has an upcoming job interview, go ahead and send them the link to this video. I'm sure that they will learn tons and get lots of value out of it. I certainly did. Now below, I've included the links to Coach Adrienne's website, some video clips, and of course, the books that she recommends. So if there's something that we talked about and you need to find it, it is all in the description below. I've made it super simple for you. I had a blast. I learned tons, and I hope that you did as well. As always, click subscribe right down there in the corner so that you never miss a video. Every Wednesday, we're going to be releasing brand new interviews with industry experts and influencers, career coaches, body language experts, and more. And of course, we've got our regular tips coming out on Mondays and Fridays. So there's lots of content for you to consume, and we want to make sure that you're getting the very best tips, not only from us, but right from the source as well. As always, you can check us out on the web, lifesecretsauce.com, and find out a little bit more about what we do in our brand new Millennial Magnetism program. Until next time, ciao for now.